You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.
Let's think back to high school. The pounding drums, the screaming guitars, the pure glory of the Battle of the Bands. That was a one night each year when the popular kids stood in the back of the room and the social outcast took center stage. But a lot has changed since mullets were in and metal bands wailed in the high school gym. With MySpace and other social networking and music sharing sites, more and more kids are starting their own bands and making careers out of it. That's where Kristen Garnier comes in. She's the mastermind behind Garage Rumble, a region-wide battle of the bands for kids aged 13 to 19 in the Hudson Valley.
I just have always had this passion. I love teenagers. I think that they're great individuals. I just want them to be heard. I want them to be heard and have their place. But, you know, there's a lot of creative kids in Woodstock that get really bored and they get stuck and they're just sitting around on the green, my son included, you know. And they have a few programs, but not a lot. They are so creative, these kids. I mean, so deep spiritually and visually, you know, incredibly creative human beings. And I don't think that there's enough stuff out there unless you have tons of money.
But with the help of a few local and national sponsors like Nevesa Studios, ESP Guitars, and Vox Cork Marshall, Kristen took it upon herself to create a venue where local teens could get up on stage and perform for their friends, much like she did when she was a kid.
I had an all-girl rock and roll band called The Debs, and it was a pretty big band in the Midwest in the 70s. We played everywhere, at the Columbia, Blue Note, a variety of venues in Kansas City, Lawrence, Kansas, St. Louis, Arkansas, Oklahoma, I mean, all over the Midwest.
So real clubs where people come in and pay money and hear you guys.
Yeah.
Now, here in the Hudson Valley, there are a lot of great clubs, but you usually see national acts coming through or big local names. You don't often see young kids with their bands playing music out in public.
Mm. No, it's true. And I think also a lot of spaces that would have been open to kids in the past aren't, just because of, you know, liability issues and insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So there aren't a lot of spots for kids to play. And I have to say, though, that there are a few places around the area that have been opening their doors up. And Colony Cafe in Woodstock, which is where we're going to be doing this event this year, has given these kids a monthly night, a weekend night to play. So that's, you know, super.
So you have this great idea, right? You're going to take kids who play music, who are in bands, and give them opportunity to hear each other and play before a live audience. There's a lot of stuff that has to go on to turn this great idea into a reality. What has that been like for you to sort of make this happen?
It's been a stressful blast, is what it's been. I have to say that there's a lot of supportive parents out there. There are a lot of great bands. I mean, really talented kids, not just like, hey, they're okay for kids. I mean, really great, talented musicians. I have tons of people that sponsor, that volunteer, and, you know, Woodstock is rich with music. So we've got, you know, we don't have a shortage of people that are involved.
So let's talk about the bands that were in last year's Garage Rumble. It was the first year, and you must have been a little bit nervous just saying, all right, everybody send me your tapes, and not really knowing what you were going to get. Tell us about some of the bands.
Wow. Well, nervous because everyone sent their tapes the last week. Again, I saw the pictures and heard the things coming in and seeing the names, like preferably Tapioca is one of the bands.
What great names.
Yeah. And I was overjoyed, really. And it's not that I didn't doubt that these kids would be good, but, you know, they were all great.
So let's take a listen now to last year's winners. They're called the Warhol Crowd. Mm-hmm. And this track is called That Something.
I'm trying to breathe, but I can't find the air. Starting to think it's not really there. So please forgive me if I seem a bit scared. It's not discomfort, I was just unprepared. 'Cause you got that something that I just can't place, and you got that something. The time just can't erase.
So that was just a taste of last year's winners. They're called the Warhol Crowd. And they're not exactly what you picture when you think Battle of the Bands. You know, you sort of picture that three-piece, you know, guitar, vocals, and drums sort of hard rock, punk rock sort of band. But they're pretty different. They have sort of a Dave Matthews sound. So they won last year. What was that like for them?
I think they were thrilled to win. I think that in general, the kids were more than winning. I think the kids were just thrilled to meet each other and to see their musical peers. And they got inspired by each other. Some of these bands decided to, you know, work with each other in the studio or share gigs together. And I think that was really the greatest success out of this.
And we should mention that the Warhol crowd got more than just the admiration of the other bands there and their peers. They also got something pretty special, a session in a recording studio,
yeah,
right?
Nevesa Studios in Saugerties with Chris Anderson, yeah. And he's been around doing a lot of this for a long time.
So now instead of just playing in their parents' garage, they have an actual professional demo tape.
Right. That means that they can up their performances, they can move on to different venues. They have actual product that they can take out there and present. And that's a pretty good thing to have.
One of the things I like best when I was listening to all the different kids, all the different groups that were in last year's Garage Rumble, was how different they all sounded. There was a real diversity of sound.
So diverse, yeah.
So I want to take a listen now to a band called Mango, which isn't, again, not what you think of when you think high school Battle of the Bands. Called Explosive by the band Mango, who participated in last year's Garage Rumble. And I really want to take a listen to one more band who has sort of a more typical Battle of the Band feel to them, but still a really original sound, great lyrics. This is a song called Starlight Cancer by the band Trash Can Alley.
Let me introduce you to the music of our youth, where it's corporate and anorexia is in. Only if you knew Starlight's sun being raised upon you. So grab your role models and do a little imitation. Keep watching and get your brains fried!
Wow, they've got so much energy. I can almost imagine them just rocking out on stage, having a great time in front of a big crowd of kids. Is that what it was like last year?
Yes. And Trash Can Alley, they're very, very young, actually. I think now they're 15, 16, and 17. And it's very interesting because they're also cousins. Member isn't, but they are cousins. And they're a great band. Another one that was from town was that I would love to mention because they were really the band that made me really want to do this was Baba Yaga. And they were the band from Woodstock that had all their friends in front cheering on and stuff and dancing too. So they're, you know, just again, they were like Sonic Youth.
That's great. So Garage Rumble is a great way to get a bunch of kids together, get them to play for each other, play for their friends, but it's also a contest. And if you're going to have a contest, you have to have a judge. Who'd you get to choose between all these great bands? How'd they decide?
Unlike American Idol, we do have a panel that will be doing that because it wouldn't be fair if we couldn't have, you know, some kids from farther away. So we've got David Malachowski, who is a producer, guitarist, and journalist, actually, and he's played with Shania Twain and Savoy Brown. Genya Ravin, who is a pioneer of rock and roll, and she's just sung with many, many, many people. Adam Pierce is a drummer of a band called Mice Parade, and he also is manager of Bubble Core Records and also Fat Cat. And finally, Danny Fields, who has been manager of Ramones, Iggy Pop and the Stooges. He's really like the punk connoisseur and was around during the 70s explosion there.
So they're the real deal.
Yeah, they're the real deal. And a varied
lots of genres.
Placement. Yeah.
So is this a chance for the kids not only to play in front of themselves and their families and all that, but to sort of be picked up by managers and booking agents? Is that true?
I believe so. I think what happened last year is a few bands got spec time. Like I said, there were other doors that opened in different clubs.
Now, what's spec time for people who...
Oh, well, some people offered, you know, to do a demo, you know, maybe a song for not very much money so they could at least get their foot in the door and have some recording. And definitely they've all, I think, been able to go in a lot of different directions with their music, you know, and a lot of different directions with gigs and attention.
This is happening again this year. It's the second year of Garage Rumble, and we're actually at sort of a perfect time now to be talking about this, because if you have a band at home, any kind of band, as you can hear, you know, whether you want to be Dave Matthews or Johnny Rotten someday, right, any band fits, and you can send in your demo tape to Kristen, right?
That's right. You do have to be between 13 and 19. We do make some exceptions. We had the Chills last year. The drummer was 10. But www.garagerumble.com, and we'll give you all the information on how to submit.
The next one, the next Garage Rumble, is scheduled for November 11th, and the deadline to send in your demo tapes is October 21st. And the big event is November 11th at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. And like Kristen said, it's garagerumble.com. That's where you can find out more about last year's winners and actually see their pictures and hear what happened to them all. And I think Trash Can Alley, they're playing gigs now.
They are out playing a lot of gigs. Yeah, they are. And it's just great to see. I mean, all these bands are out playing. The only band that's broken up, unfortunately, is Patch Road. But Tragic Miracle's out there, Hotness is out there still, and they're great.
Can we just take a minute to talk about some of these names? Where do you think the kids come up with these crazy names?
Because they're just so creative and incredible. You know, they are.
And didn't you play that game when you were a kid? Like, if we were a band, we'd be called the Peanut Butter and Jelly Sparklers or whatever, and you just come up with the most ridiculous things that you can. And these kids actually have the band to go along with the silly name.
Yep. Yeah, they're just highly creative.
So what is this like for you? Does it bring you back to your time in youthful rock and roll?
I think it gives everyone that was in that crowd that day was big smiles and inspired and great energy. And yeah, it brings, I mean, for me, it just makes me completely overjoyed.
So again, October 21st is the deadline to send in your demo tape to Kristen at garagerumble.com. You can find out all the information about where to send that in. And if you want to come hear them play, it's November 11th at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. Again, garagerumble.com. Find out all the details. Kristen Garnier, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
'Cause you got that something.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.